Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Be cold as ice in Kansas City today. Do you guys see what the temperature is going to be?
Man, not happy. That's what it's
too damn cold. That's too damn cold. This is not why we live in Los Angeles, man.
Exactly. And we're bitching that it's like 54.
My fingers are freezing right now.
You know what? If I walk outside and see my breath, that's the bullshit. Like, I gotta see my breath. That's the bullshit, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I moved from Detroit that one summer and never went back.
I don't blame you. I think a lot of people did that, basically. And with that, we say good morning, everybody, and happy good Saturday morning to everyone. Come on in. Have a seat. Sit down. We're all here. Lyrics here.
Yeah.
Brown Waters is here.
I am.
And I am Sean Roberts, and this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
So thank you for joining us today. And, of course, you know we're streaming live from Orange County, California.
That's right. If you're new to your Weekly Dose, our podcast is about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten your day through laughter.
Yep, because you already know we like to make you laugh when we talk about the silly, awkward and embarrassing things that we did this week, because you know the things that connect us all and the thing that make us human, because laughter is the best medicine.
And to all of our listeners, old and new, we love it when you guys are part of the show, so join in the conversation with us by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
And send us a message via X or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
You can also connect with us on Facebook at yourweeklydose or email us at weeklydose1@gmail.com.
And we got a cool show for you guys today. We've got catching up. We've got trending. We'll be talking about Rubber Ducky Day.
Oh.
Did we play with toys in the tub when we were kids? Maybe. Maybe not. Worst habits for your sign. Sign that people are attracted to you. And things not to keep in the garage. Plus, we got a pocket-sized cinema later on for you. And also, what's news?
Yep.
And, of course, not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for yourweeklydose.com. And most importantly, tell the world what you think about us. So please rate and review the show. And today's theme was Cold as Ice by Foreigner. Because, damn it, again, like I said, man, it is going to be cold in KC. They said it's going to be a -3. Wind chill factor is going to take it down to a -11.
Once you start going negatives, you ain't supposed to be there.
I think when you start freezing, you ain't supposed to be there.
Yeah, no, man. Like, what's the temperature? It's -5. Hold on. Like, I got to go 0 and then 5 behind 0. Like, no, man. Fuck wrong with you?
How is it colder than cold?
Yeah. Like, hell no.
That's
good,
really cold.
Yeah, it's.
No, bro. My brother's living in upstate New York, and I lived up there for about a year and a half before I went in the military. And I, you know what a block warm is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't know what a block warm is, it's something you install on your engine and you run an extension cord from your house and you plug it in to keep your car warm all night so the night don't freeze your engine block. And yeah, when I figured that out, it was like, yeah, you know what? This ain't permanent for me. I'm straight. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I only want to use salt for my food. Not to go outside.
not to have the job on the roof.
Not to walk from the door to the car.
Mm-mm. I was speaking to my brother today, man. He had to shovel some snow. Like, I'm not trying to shovel from my door to my driveway and then from my driveway to the street.
And we are in T-shirts.
No, the good Lord provided an automatic show shoveler. It's the sun. And the sun keep all that shit from piling up, dog. That's why the fuck I'm out here.
The good Lord. Yeah,
good Lord. Help us out with that.
I'm a religious man, and I believe in the Lord, and the Lord gave me this.
Hey, that's why we got an agreement. Like, I don't live where he make it snow, and he don't make it snow where I live at. And we good. Like, I'm not fucking that agreement up. I'm not moving up there. I'm good, man.
Good Lord.
Our next stop, Abu Dhabi.
Yep. Hey, before here, it was Arizona. Before Arizona, it was Vegas. Like, I don't fuck around, man.
Like, and then
around.
It was too hot.
Hey, bro, like, shit, I don't do that shit, man. I did Okinawa, and then I did North Carolina. Like, Korea, it got cold. It snowed in Korea, which is bullshit. I hate that shit. But everywhere else I've lived, stateside, dog, I don't do cold shit, man. I don't do cold weather. Because everybody can't drive in the snow. And on top of that, I ain't trying to have to wear 17 layers of clothes.
Got to put chains on my tires.
Yeah, no, dog. Put chains on my tires, and then I gotta drive 5 miles an hour all day long. And I got to, no, I'm cool, man. I, you know what?
And with that, we say hello, Indiana.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry for y'all, man, but you know, they if it's 40 right degrees now, when it get 50 degrees in LA,
like
we break out winter coats and shit.
Yeah. That's the thing about Southern California, man. We bitch at 65.
Oh, I'm a pussy now. When it comes to the weather, I'm a big ass pussy now, dog. You get 50 degrees, I'm like, this bullshit. Like, this
I used to wear shorts at 50 degrees.
And that was in Detroit.
In Detroit, yeah. Now it's like, no.
My brothers do that now. Every winter they walk around in shorts.
I remember that. No.
But can you guys imagine playing the game, though, in that weather?
No, I wouldn't.
It's actually fun. It's actually
what, football?
It's actually quite fun.
Too cold, man.
You don't feel it when you're running around and stuff. It's actually beneficial because, you know, you don't sweat as much. You kind of... It's counteracting. It keeps your body cool.
But how in the hell are you going to grab on the ball, though, or even throw the ball?
You got to warm it up first, or them things hurt. It do hurt coming at you with steam. That's why Stafford always used to break people's
fingers. Got them hand warmers, man. Got to keep them hand warmers. Like, them cats, they put the hand warmers, you know, that's why they put their hands around their balls.
The quarterbacks.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You got the hand warmers in there. Like, you got to keep your hand warm, dog. Hey, even when I was military, they would, man, in certain areas, you put hand warmers.
Frostbite is real.
Yeah, for real. That shit is man. Damn all that. Dog.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
See, I can control the weather. I can control my climate, and I'm staying in the tropical shit. That's why we out here.
Oh man, yeah. I don't know. I was looking at those temperatures today, man. I'm just gonna feel it because it's the Dolphins against Kansas City today. So you got a warm weather team.
Look, for all our cold weather fans, sorry, we apologize, but we ain't doing it. No, I'm sorry. Not looking bad on y'all.
No, I'ma just wish you great success so you can have a summer house somewhere.
Have a winter house somewhere. They got a winter house somewhere. Because in the summertime it's beautiful in areas.
It's
beautiful, but it's that wintertime, that's when the bullshit starts.
Yeah, so you can leave when you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you guys live where you live, we live where we live.
Prosperous 2024.
Yeah. And then when you listen to the show, it's like, damn, I wish I lived in LA.
Don't come, though. It's too many people.
Stay your ass.
I don't know. They're saying a lot of people are leaving the state,
but
you know what?
For
those who ain't out here, you come out here and you treat L.A. like Vegas. You come, you stay for a few days, you can get the fuck on and go home, right? Then you come, you enjoy it for a few days, then you leave, but you don't need to be here long term. If you've been here a week, you've overstayed.
All the people leaving is the people that came here with dreams and realized. Yeah. This ain't as easy as
like you two.
Life is hard. No, but we getting our dreams. We getting our dreams, but it's a lot that come out here.
Because for me, I was born and raised here, so it's totally different.
But know what? And I'm pretty sure so both of y'all are from the area. Like, I've learned that the people who are from LA are the cool people. It's the people who move out here as transplants, especially chasing the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who fuck it up for everyone. They the one who give L.A. a bad name. They the one come out here chasing the dream, keeping up with the Joneses, fake it till you make it type shit. Y'all been out here, y'all cooler than a fan, except him. But everybody else cooler than a fan, man.
He was talking about Sean.
not really. No, I wouldn't.
hear those I can't even think of the word right now to make the joke. Damn it.
Well, we already caught up with him. How are you?
You know what? Let's catch up. What the hell? We know how that bitch feels.
Don't catch a cold, Kansas.
Allergies, that's what I was trying to say. Allergies. There's allergies in the room now with
allergies
lyrics.
Allergies is the California word for cold.
Yeah, for real. For real.
You got a cold? No, I just got allergies.
Yeah. Every year it's allergies. Every year it's never a cold. It's always allergies.
Bullshit allergies. Oh, man. Well, you know, last night I had a great time. I got to tell you this.
Okay.
So, my wife did this for me a couple of years back. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It wasn't as good as the first one last night, but this is a close second. So, have you ever gone to a movie, but it's a quote along? So, in other words, you got a bunch of people in the room, you know, and it's something maybe a theater, a large theater that seats, you know, let's say, you know, 1,500 or 2,000 people, whatever. And they're showing the movie, but you quote the movie as it's playing.
So it's an old movie that everybody's seen. So y'all just
are they
like,
putting the words on the screen and everybody?
No, everybody already knows. Already
it's know like a movie. Vibe movie.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, okay, like a sing along, but a quote along.
Quote along, exactly.
I was saying like, does he mean quote along?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first one we went to was The Princess Bride.
Okay.
So many classic quotes in there.
Classic.
You know, when you've got, you know, 2,000 people going, inconceivable. It's pretty cool.
You don't think that word means what you think it means.
Exactly. You know. So.
Come on, you know Princess Bride.
Come on, man. Don't call me out like that. Yes. I've heard of the movie. Come on. Let's keep on going.
Oh, man.
Yo.
What's the matter?
Wait, you've never seen have you seen it?
Not in my adulthood.
Okay.
You haven't really seen it, have you?
I mean, if it's not in my adulthood, then it's like been too long.
We got to watch it. We got to smoke a blunt and watch it. It's a classic, though.
All right, you guys are coming over then.
It's a classic.
We'll make a movie night. Yeah. We'll pick like a Friday night or something after the show, whatever, where you guys don't have to come back, whatever, you know, and we'll watch.
It's the shit, man. It's the shit.
I know. I believe you.
It is. It's really cool. It's really cool. It's really cool.
Let's call Paul. Let's ask Paul.
you want to bring the crystal ball out? I'll bring the fucking crystal ball.
No, he said Paul.
Yeah, call Paul.
He said call Paul.
Tell us about the movie.
Anyway. He'd agree. Like, yeah, that movie's
It's okay.
Shit,
the quarter along. Quit distracting.
So last night, though, we did Monty Python's and the Holy Grail.
Okay. All right. Yes.
And what's cool about when we go to do these quote-alongs, they give everybody a little gift basket to help participate with the film. So, for example, when we did the Princess Bride, they gave us these popsicle sticks with rubber bands so we can make a sword.
Okay.
They gave everybody a black mask for the Man in Black. They gave everybody water, and then they also gave everybody these like small sugar packets, but they were like, you know, the flavored ones, you know, like grape and cherry or whatever, and that was supposed to represent the Iocane powder.
Okay.
Then they gave you balloons that you had to blow up and make the squeaking noise of the eels, the shrieking eels.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So that's what they did for The Princess Bride. So last night for The Holy Grail, I'm like,
coconuts.
Had to bring out the coconuts.
You have to.
You have, I mean, just to spend that amount of money.
It's another joint we got to watch with you. Holy Grail is the shit, too.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
And so they gave us the coconuts to do the horses. Once again, they gave us two popsicle sticks to do the sword. One was like a much bigger one, though, versus the smaller one.
Yeah.
They gave us tin foil. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is the tin foil for? Whatever. It was, you then balled it up for the grenade.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was really funny because we were sitting in the balcony. So everybody threw their grenades down onto down onto the main floor.
That's actually dope.
Yeah, which was really cool.
So it's a whole interactive type joint. It's more than the same.
It was really cool.
It's a whole interactive.
It's kind of like going to Rocky Horror Picture. You know, basically is what
that
it
would
is.
Be fun. That would
some
be
people
fun.
Dressed up, some people didn't or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I got to say, this one was a little bit hard to do the certain quotes because there's so much dialogue with the different characters or whatever and everything. But it was still, we had an absolute blast. And to hear 2,000 people slam their coconuts together, man, to make the horse sound, it's hysterical every freaking time.
That was dope.
You know?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
That would be dope to me.
So for us, it'd be like a talk through. You see, we could talk through the movie.
It'd be like normal for us.
Yeah.
It'd be like normal
for
me.
I'm going through a talk through. Talk through the whole movie. Nobody can say
nothing. Ain't nobody going to say shit to me now.
But you're not criticizing it. You're actually saying the
Don't go in there. Yeah. Stop.
Man, yeah. What? Sit your ass down somewhere, man.
That don't even make sense. Who?
It's not that kind of a talk through.
It would be with us. It would be with us.
That's the point, yeah. I'd pay extra $5 to do that.
I'd sit in there. I'd do it.
But
did y'all see
funny.
That?
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
It was fun. We had an absolute
fun,
blast.
Though. I want to go to one.
So
I would have to watch the movies first and then go.
That would be good for you.
That would be fun.
That would be good, yeah. It's always good to watch the movies first.
Yeah. To know at least what you. Yeah.
But for you, I would have to buy the script for you so you would know what to read and what to say.
Yeah. No, I got a good memory. So, I mean,
I don't know about you sometimes. As Larry looks at
that's just the persona that I portray.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Martin.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. Absolutely. And Larry.
I ain't gonna say nothing about that bullshit.
Anyway,
so BW, how was your week, man?
Okay.
I'm gonna plead the fifth on this one because it was a tough week.
It was for
it
you.
It was a tough, great week because it was my birthday and all that. So it was New Year and all that. So it was a lot of things to celebrate. But we had passing in the family. So that was tough. But you know, everybody, we wasn't not expecting it, but we was kind of preparing for it already. So
was she sick or?
No, she was just old.
Just old. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, it's old. I mean,
it's just old age.
It's just old.
Natural causes.
So
we're talking about is that BW just lost his grandmother.
Yes.
She just passed away. So
my grandma Lou.
R.I.P.
Great granny. She was all.
I'm just glad I got a taste of cooking though.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I got the meat.
And we got a couple recipes. I didn't get the okra recipe. Dang. I mean,
which one?
The okra.
I love her show.
She made fried okra. Oh.
Wow. Word.
That was. Yes. So that's my week.
Once again, brother.
Okra. Hell yeah, I've been watching okra for 20 years. Good times, baby. Yeah. Good times.
But sorry to hear that, man. I mean, that's tough.
Yes.
Because you guys were pretty close.
Yeah, that's my grandma.
Yeah. I know what that's like. And I've lost. Let's see. Well, let's put it this way. The only one in my immediate family right now is just my mom and I. Mm-hmm. So it's just the two.
Yeah, she was our last figurehead. So we kind of. We're going to have to figure it out for the family functions.
Yeah, you are.
Who else is aware? Who cooking now? Yeah.
Somebody got to step up to the
plate. That's the biggest worry. Who cooking now?
Yeah. Things change, man, when that happens. You lose, you know, a figurehead like that. It's it's tough. It's really, really tough.
The matriarch dies, man. It's a big-ass hole that can't be filled.
Yeah.
By anybody, for that matter.
No one can ever fill that. You do what you can to replace it and keep it moving, but nah, it doesn't get filled.
Yeah, it's going to be odd because her house is the meetup house.
Oh, so, man.
That's the gathering spot.
So, yeah, we got to figure out what...
Is anybody going to take it over? Or?
I mean, you know, I don't even want to speak too soon. You know how family is with those types of things. So
we'll
hopefully
see.
Everything goes smoothly. That's all I'm going to pray for.
I'll be praying for them, brother.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not involved. I'm just hoping everybody...
Yeah, I'm chilling.
But... Yeah, I'm good. I ain't, but...
You'll be happy if you get $5 and go, thank you, Grandma.
Yeah, yeah. She said she ain't leaving no money. She already said, I'm spending it all. I ain't leaving nothing. Go ahead.
Good for her.
Enjoy your life, Grandma.
Good for her. I ain't leaving you shit.
You said it in the sweetest way, too.
Honey, come here, baby. Come here, baby. I got something to tell you. You ain't getting shit. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that Dave Chappelle joke where he said, look in the safe. You got everything you need. She looked in the safe. It was the joke book.
There you go. There you go. Go fend for yourself. Go make yourself a career.
Everybody get it out the mud.
Absolutely. Lyric, how about you, brother?
For this week?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Got some voiceover projects I'm working on. I'll be dropping soon. Like I told y'all before, I had to go to Twin Towers this week. I got someone I know who's currently a victim of the system.
If you know him, then they ain't the victim. Yeah.
But that's their defense. They're going to stick to it.
That's their defense. They're going to stick to it. But yeah, which made me uncomfortable because I'm allergic to anything law enforcement like that. I ain't never been arrested. I don't do nothing like that. So even driving up to the spot, I felt uncomfortable.
I bet.
Like, it was just like, yeah, I don't belong anywhere near that area. And it was my first time ever
going there.
Like, I ain't even been inside the jail. In county where you see in the sheriff office the lockup. Nah, bro, I ain't never, like.
Every time I have to go to Hollywood or whatever, and I got to pass the Twin, I try to drive fast.
Yeah, bro, I don't play around like that. So even going in that area was very, 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 very uncomfortable. So, yeah, but did that. I had to go see him. And like I said, just worked on some voiceover stuff, trying to make moves, man, just doing the L.A. hustle, baby.
Cool.
Doing the L.A. hustle. I did see the Disney show Echo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's that?
It's a show.
All right. Don't go in deep.
It's a show.
That's what it is.
I'm gonna be politically correct. It's a show. Somebody got it done. There was a lot of hard work went into it. So everybody, congratulations. Good job. But it's about it.
There you go. That's what it is.
Yeah, man.
Cool deal. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on and do a little bit of what's trending. Well, this is really cool. I mean, every time I love speaking of law enforcement from you, Lyric, I love hearing stories like these. A state trooper plunged into an icy Vermont pond. A Vermont state trooper plunged into a frigid pond and pulled out an 8-year-old girl who had fallen through the ice while playing with her siblings.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the girl and her younger sister fell through the ice on a pond of private property. And the 80-year-old homeowner was able to pull the younger girl to shore but couldn't reach the older girl, so she called 911. Trooper Michelle Archer was nearby and arrived less than 5 minutes. She pulled a rope and a flotation device from her cruiser, ran to the pond, and swam to the girl, according to the body camera video that was released. She swam back to shore with the girl, and a second trooper arrived as Archer was bringing her out of the water, carried the child to a waiting ambulance, and she had made a complete recovery and returned home. So,
God bless.
Yeah, man. That's your hero right there.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Now, BW, I know you like to eat an awful lot.
Yes.
So Panera is offering a $1 soup deal, brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta buy something else, though.
Yeah. Bakery Cafe chain announced that a soup good deal for National Soup Month, which is January. Shut up. Just in case you weren't aware.
I gotta buy something else for the soup? Nah,
so $1 soup with any entree. With any entree to access a limited time deal, just use the code SOUP at the checkout on the Panera app.
All right.
Okay. I think I've eaten Panera's like once or twice.
It's not bad.
Sandwiches, right?
Yeah, made sandwiches. And
just high-end and bougie soup, sandwiches, right?
Soup. Yeah, and some soup.
You gotta eat the sandwich with your pinky out when you eat it?
Both pinkies gotta be out, man.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So, you McDonald's person?
Do I eat McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's.
I would have to say I do not.
Do not. Oh, well, you might want it now.
Okay. Well, let me try.
Okay, because McDonald's is bringing back the double Big Mac.
No.
Yes,
they are.
Big
Don't tell
Mac?
Me. No, they're I'm reading not. The damn they're thing. Not. They are.
What is the double Big Mac?
Is there such thing as a double Big
what
Mac
is double
for
Big
real?
Mac?
Yep, the chain announced it will be taking its Big Mac and multiplying the meat by two.
Wait, isn't it already
right,
by times two on the Big
no,
Mac?
No, it's one patty on the top, one patty on the bottom.
So now it's going to be four patties.
Now it's going to be four. That's right.
What?
That's right. The Big The double Big Mac with four, count them, four burger patties is back after a four-year hiatus.
The hefty Big Mac ass.
The hefty hamburger will be available at participating McDonald's restaurants nationwide starting Wednesday, January 24th for a limited time. The price of the double Big Mac is determined by each individual restaurant and may be and vary by location.
Why? 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 Why?
Because it's each individual restaurant. So.
No, but why? What is the point of that? That's awesome.
Hey. I don't know.
Good job, McDonald's.
Yeah, good job.
This time, though, the double Big Mac will be a little different since it's tweaked its burger recipe in 2023 to make softer buns, meltier cheese, and better sear on the patty, and more sauce on the Big Mac.
Not after 3 weeks, it don't melt. Mm-mm. I done synced it.
Four breads?
No, softer, so it's, softer with the buns. Big Mac, it's still the same Big Mac. You just, instead of one patty, is two on each top now, on each side now.
Oh.
So you got the one joint.
Why are we explaining it twice to him?
I don't know, man. Sometimes he did you smoke?
No, I didn't.
Ah, there you go.
So, okay, so he needed to smoke.
He has his brain.
Then he'll understand it.
Well, he's not operating at 100% capacity yet. So.
Got it. Okay.
I need my limitless pill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And last but not least, guys. Fruit Stripe gum has been discontinued.
Good. Now. That 3 second gum.
What? What? Oh, okay. I think I get what you just said.
Yeah.
I think I get what you just said.
Well, the Icon gum has expired its final chew, experienced its final chew. The Ferrero Candy Company confirmed that it's discontinuing Fruit Stripe gum, which has been tickling taste buds for 30 seconds since 1969.
Tickling taste buds for 30 seconds.
That's right.
No, that's all you get, goddamn.
According to him, yeah.
That's all you get, goddamn.
So we have been.
It's like the lolly. One, two,
three.
Clack.
Three.
No more sugar.
It says they made the difficult decision to sunset Fruit Stripe gum, but the consumers may still be able to find product at select retailers. The decision to sunset this product was not taken lightly, as we considered many factors before coming to this decision, including consumer preferences and purchasing patterns and overall brand trends for Fruit Stripe gum. Of course, the flavors that were in there were Wet n' Wild Melon, Cherry, Lemon, Orange, and Peach Smash. Striping approximately matching colors. Each stick contained a temporary tattoo of mascot Yipes, the zebra.
Yep.
54 years ago, Fruit Stripes was invented by James Parker and was first sold to Beech Nut Company. Over the years, the candy gum brand changed owners a few times, but now only the true owner is our collective memory.
Oh, that gave me an idea, Lyric. We should bring back Bazooka Joe's.
They still have Bazooka Gum.
We do our own comics, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit different then,
man.
That'd
be funny as shit. That'd be funny as shit.
That'd be a little bit different. So, and there you go, guys. That is what's trending.
Yeah, good trending. That was good stuff. Yeah.
See, I knew you were hungry today, too.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you.
All food.
Don't encourage.
Get you the Panera.
Please
don't.
Stop encouraging. Stop encouraging. How you doing?
Got to keep this 160 pounds frame.
Well, you can take some money anytime you want. So, all right. Well, you know what? I got to ask you guys a personal question here. So, because today is National Rubber Ducky Day.
Yes.
So, as a kid, did you guys ever play with toys when you were taking a bath?
Yes. As a child, yes.
Yeah, what'd you play with?
Oh my God, bro. Semi-80s baby. So, what the fuck was this? I don't remember what I was playing with when I was little. I know I had, of course I had a rubber ducky. I remember having a rubber ducky when I was a baby. But, I don't know, man. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers.
You took all that in the tub?
That's what I was going to get to. Yeah. I was about to say, I didn't take anything that belonged in the tub.
No, me neither. It was toys that shouldn't have been in there
except
at all.
For those things that used to change colors. I forget what you dip them in the water and they
when
change
you write
colors.
Your
Uh-huh.
Like some toy. I remember that toy, but that's the only toy I remember.
Man, G.I. Joe, any action figure.
The cars, my Hot Wheels.
Yeah, so,
took your Hot Wheels in the tub?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually done that before. I actually had a boat.
Race them around the tub.
A little toy boat. I took it every once in
a
while.
Yeah, toy boats were, I did that a couple of times. Action figures I did once in a while because I have them do like the high dives.
No, they had to get in there every time.
Oh, especially because you mentioned the G.I. Joe.
Yep.
But it had to be the scuba guy, though.
No, they all got in there.
Oh, really?
It didn't matter.
See, I was more specific. I was more specific with it, you know, where it had to be water-based kind of thing. So. You make bad times look so fun. I love it. Remember that?
I remember this.
But I also got a little bit more creative, though. Because I remember as a kid taking a bath in my grandmother's sink.
I remember getting bathed in my grandmother's sink.
Okay. And, yeah, an occasional figure here or there, or whatever. But I always would get the washcloth, you know, the small washcloth, and take one corner of it and move it through the water like it was like a water dragon or something.
I used to make homemade water dragons.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
You know, just for that, I'm going to...
Would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush?
Okay. So, like we were saying...
Yeah,
so the little water dragon. Yeah, I would.
With the washcloth, I was a little bit more creative, you know.
I think. You know, I used to...
Dropping a Yule log as a water dragon.
Why we got to... See, I had a, God damn it, I had something I wanted to say, and y'all straight fucked it up. You fucked it up now. Oh, man. I'm sorry y'all got to hear that shit.
It's called imagination.
No, nobody want to imagine no shit like that.
No. What you imagine this shit to be?
Wow.
You started, hell. What the hell you wowing for? Hell, you the main one started.
I can't believe you said that.
Rubber ducky.
Oh, shit. I remember Rubber Ducky, man. I remember I grew up, you know, Sesame Street, Reading Rainbow, Doc, Mr. Rogers, all them cats, man. Like, oh, yeah. That's my childhood.
Awesome. All right, man. Yeah, toys in the tub. Yeah, but like I said, for me, it was always more, it had to be more specifically water-based toys, though.
I feel you.
Yeah.
No, man. Again, all went in there.
I got a few whoopings for the toys.
Yeah, I used to put my dog in there sometimes when I was little.
Yeah, you
really?
Get your ass up in here. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got toys in the tub. Toys in the tub.
Yo, we should do a sketch about grown-ass men taking toys.
There you go.
Yo! That's a dope video.
Next week.
It's a music video. You got to be the dude in the video. I'll write the tag. But you be doing the video.
There you go.
Toys in the tub.
Toys in the tub. There you go. Next week's thing. All right. Well, I know last week we did the horoscopes and everything, of course. We do that the first Saturday of the month. But I want to bring this up with you guys, and I think BW's got it. Mm-hmm. The worst habits... For your signs, though, are these true or not? Or what do you think? Let's kind of go from there. So, what's the first one you got there, BW?
I got Gemini.
All right. So, what does it say about me? What are my worst habits?
You know, Geminis love to gossip.
Bullshit.
Which can be great for storytelling skills, but harmful to their social circles. They also tend to be glued to their phone, which is bad for their own health as well as their relationships.
I am so not glued to my phone.
Geminis have the curse of feeling scattered and being distracted. So they're often late or zoning out of the conversation, and they tend to also get bored quite easily, which can be difficult to be around. Geminis need...
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Geminis...
I was getting bored by what you were saying. What was it?
I'm just talking about what Geminis do. Geminis need only practice some mindfulness and gratitude. That's for damn sure.
Well, I'm grateful that lyrics here.
And extremely humble.
I'm always humble that lyrics here.
My man.
You know, I am so
See,
not.
It's a universal feeling.
I love it.
So not glued to my phone.
Doing my job. Yeah.
So not glued. I can't. I mean, I'm the one who leaves my phone behind half the time. You know, I don't use it as much as I think, let's say, your generation may use it.
Yeah, most.
I don't look up things on it. Mm-hmm. I'd rather look it up on the computer because I know the algorithms are a lot different on it. I don't look up that many things.
Okay, let's go from the age, because that's the age gap then. What about the story, the gossiping? What about that gossiping?
the storytelling skills.
I would say I'm halfway into that. I don't like to gossip, but I like maybe hear some of it, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't gossip about people.
You don't go quick to tell it. As soon as you hear information, you ain't got to tell somebody.
No, because, dude, you want to know a secret? I've got so many other secrets of other people.
So you're
people
a Gemini,
friend.
Then. You're not
I'm
a Gemini.
Gemini. Yeah. Gemini. But it did say, what was it, that I was what, impatient or something?
Yeah, the zoning out, scattered brain, being distracted.
I'm very scattered brain because I'm part Polish.
Okay.
And then what
great
else did it say?
Sausage, then.
And what else did it say in there?
Tend to get bored quite easily.
Very true.
And difficult to be around.
Very true. I can be moody. I can be moody because of my sign. And I do get bored very easily.
See?
You know, I like adventure. You know, people, they like the same thing every day. I don't. I want to change
variety,
it up.
It's variety.
Oh, I love variety, man. That's the spice of life and what keeps life interesting. And I get bored very, very easily. I mean, if a movie is not appealing to me at a certain point, I fell asleep at one of my son's.
It could be appealing, and I'm still falling asleep.
Depending on how tired I am, I have to vouch for that.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was one, even recently, I went to go see one of my son's plays. Not that he was in it, but he worked it. And, I had to get the old, elbow in my ribs or whatever because I fell asleep snoring.
You
started snoring.
That's
horrible.
You got the snore too, probably.
Yeah, you probably snore.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got that background snore. Where it's who got
that? Oh, there's times where I heard it and I wake myself up.
Yeah, that's bad. Dude.
You know.
So, as far as that,
I get bored very easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got one out of the three bad habit of a.
Yeah. And I do try to be a little bit more humble about things. I have learned to do
so
that.
So you're working on it. So
I'm always working on it. Absolutely.
You're working on your mindfulness. So
yes.
Keep on practicing. So
yes.
Keep
on trucking, baby.
Keep on trucking.
Exactly.
All right. We got Virgo.
Okay. So Virgo.
This is a long list right here.
Wow.
Perfectionist Virgos can easily fall into bad habits like procrastination out of their intense fear of failure, excessive worrying, and negative self-talk.
Yep.
Who that sound like?
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
They can also accidentally turn their own self-criticism onto others, nitpicking at people who aren't performing tasks the way they do them, and offering unsolicited advice that can come off as rude.
You just made that last part up. The last shit just got made up.
I'm only.
No, you know what? Read it the other way, like I told you.
See? Virgos just need creative outlets that reject perfectionism. So that they can practice letting loose.
How true is that for you?
100%, because a lot, it took me, this YouTube thing I'm doing, it took me forever to do it, just because I procrastinate because I want things to be perfect. So my procrastination, because I want things to be perfect, leads to a lot of shit not getting done that shit get done. So he's, a lot of that stuff, he's absolutely on point.
See,
I just hate that he had to be the one to read it.
I'm somewhat similar to you, and I think part of that is trait, because my grandfather was a perfectionist, and my mom is. I am.
Gotcha.
You know, so there's the old, because I was kind of brought up either do it right or don't do it at all.
Yep.
So that was that mindset that I've grown up with. So I can understand that. And then
everything got, if I'm doing something creative, like when we put a sketch out or I'm doing a song or something like that, that bitch got to be perfect, man.
Yeah.
Like, no bar can be out of place. The frame can't be out of place.
Okay, so you and I, that's another thing that you and I have in common, is that we're both songwriters. Mm-hmm. Have you learned to let certain things go and going, okay, this is the best the song is going to be?
Or do you try to
keep working on it?
No, I used to do that. Now, what I write is what I write. When I put it down, I'm not changing. So when I finish writing, I'll write, but I've gotten to the point I don't write it down unless it's permanent. So I come up with everything up here. Then when I figure out if this is going to last, then I'll write it down. Now, if I have to go back and restructure like a couple of bars or take some out, then I'll do that. But no, I've came up with it to the point when I choose to actually write it down. No, it's not going to be changed. That's what it is. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what it is.
I would be like where, let's say, okay, here's the song. I've gotten the basic structure of it. But then I would go, okay, so here's how the bass is going to go. This is how the drums is going to be or whatever. And then I would go back in and mix it. And it'd be pretty good. But then in my mind, I'm going, I can make it better.
I used to do that, but no, that just kills you, man.
It did.
Because when you do like that, you're never going to get what you're looking for. Because what you're looking for you're looking for perfection, and you're just not going to do it. And it's just not possible.
Right.
So you just got to learn that, not to take it personal. Once I've done what I can do, fuck it, man. If you like it, you like it. You don't.
Yeah. And believe me, it took me a long time to really get that and understand that, to go, this is the best that this song is going to be at this point.
100%. You know? Oh, yeah. 100%.
And everything. So, but now, too, I've also grown as a producer to where I've already got, like you, I've got the arrangement in my head already of what should be there, what shouldn't be there, or whatever. So, but yeah, it took me a long time because I kept remixing. And it ended up the same damn thing.
It ended up the same thing. And it just gets down to a point where when you're confident enough in yourself, you don't do that shit no more.
Right.
Like, you don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, I'm confident. I know what it comes down to confidence and. That's pretty much it. If you believe in it and you're confident and you know you're good at what you do and you know this is it, then you're not going to be sitting around there worrying about, all right, is this the best I can do? Because you already know every time you do it, I'm going to put my best foot forward. If I drop a bar, if I write a verse, somebody's going to hear that verse and be like, shit, that was hot. I'm writing it like it's going to be the last thing I wrote.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't do that anymore, man. I used to, but not anymore.
Yeah. I've kind of let certain things go, too.
Yeah, especially when it comes to when I started doing the video stuff we do. Nah, man, like trying to get that shit perfect. Nah, bro, this is the best it can look. I'm not going to stress myself out.
Right.
No, hell no.
Get it, move on.
Yeah, man, fuck that, because it kills you. You try to be creative like that, and again, you're chasing a ghost. You can't, it's impossible to achieve that. So you just keep trying to fine tune it. Then all of a sudden, someone else has already came out with the same shit that you've been working on for a year and a half.
Yeah.
You waste your time because you chasing something that's unattainable. Yeah.
Right. All right, what we got left for you, brother?
That was it. The Capricorns don't have nothing, they said.
Bullshit.
That's fucked up. Yeah, he just said, not this time, Capricorns. We'll catch y'all next season.
Yeah, y'all good this time.
He's dead ass, though. I'm looking at it. Yeah. Like, there's no Capricorn. Like, yo.
No. All right, it says, Capricorns are the ones up late at night, 3 cups of coffee in, overworking themselves to meet their own high ambitions for themselves. They have had a bad habit of falling into hustle culture. This sign tends to fuel its ambition out of fear, and they also criticize themselves too harshly. The Capricorn is also the overthinker of the signs, who gets stuck in their head and has a hard time expressing their emotions. Their high level of thought can be a good thing only if they learn to communicate at the same level. That's the toughest part, for sure.
How much of that is true?
I ain't the 3 cups of coffee in, though, because, I mean, I do it until it's got to get done, and then I finish it. But everything else, you know, is pretty much in. I'm always trying to hustle and get something out because of fear of future. I do criticize myself the most, and overthinking.
I think all of us as artists, you know, we criticize ourselves too much.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's always hard because we're trying to, like you kind of saying earlier, we're trying to achieve something that it's there, but then at the same token, it's not there, you know, and either the masses is either going to get it or they're not going to get it. Bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to either enjoy that video, that movie, that song, whatever it is you're creating, or they're not going to enjoy it.
You know what? I think as an artist, you want to be expressive as you can and be true to yourself, but at the same time, you do need to keep in mind that you want other people to be able to appreciate it or to enjoy it. So I think when it comes down to creating, whether it's a song or a painting or a film or any type of script or whatever, you still need to create you still need to have that while you're creating. Like, okay, I got to stay true to myself, but I still need to make sure it's accessible. I don't want people to listen to a song and be like, what the fuck was he talking about? Like, I don't understand, but I understand it.
Right.
That's not going to work. So you still need to keep in the back of your mind, yeah, I'm an artist, but I'm doing this for a reason. And yeah, I'm doing it because I enjoy it, but I do want to be validated, and I want people to that's want cool. to. Yeah,
that's a backwards, I mean, not the backwards way, but that's the opposite way I think about it, because I'm more so criticizing my way through the whole process. So by the time I get to the end, I'm satisfied with what I did. Because,
oh, yeah. Because
it's like, we're here. I made it. You know, this is the best as I could get. Like when I'm acting or each scene, it's kind of like, oh, that scene, you know, you wasn't open enough. You wasn't loose enough. You didn't smile hard. So that I'm criticizing myself so hard throughout the whole process.
That towards the end, he's already clear.
I'm like, good. Like, hey, we finished that. We got through that. This is a good product. So let's move forward. But.
But how hard are you on yourself, though, B-Dawg?
Very.
Really?
Very, yeah.
To what point?
I question every, like, even, like,
nobody
day-to-day.
Cares.
Even, like, throughout day-to-day life and actions and stuff, it's constantly like, okay, how did I come off with that? Like, even a smile or a hi or somebody. If I don't smile hard, like, damn, how did they take that? You know? Like, am I being mean? Am I being rude? Sometimes I don't give a fuck. But it's a day-to-day thing, so it's kind of like with every action, like even with my kids, even with like with what I was going through. I went to visit family, and it was like I had to be strong. But the whole time, I'm like, should I be more emotional for them? You know, so it's like, but I got to be strong. So it's like an everything criticism, but, you know, at the end, it's kind of like, well, that's what I did. That's what was my best options for myself.
It is so. What it is.
Yeah.
At a certain point, it does. Is what it is, man. Yeah. I did the best I could do. You like it, you like it. You don't. But it is what the fuck it is.
Yeah, but the process of it is stressful more so than the ending, where he was saying, like, the ending is like, ah.
Like, none of it is like, because I've done enough trial and error. Like, when it comes to writing songs, I've done enough to know I don't beat
what
myself.
What works, what doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't beat myself up going through the song anymore. When we started visual, I used to beat the shit out of myself when I started editing that pilot, because it was like, that was the biggest thing. And okay, is this right? Is this right? But I've gone through enough with that and with the other stuff. Everything creative that I do, I've gone through it enough. I put my hours in to the point where, all right, I'm good. Like, I can trust where I'm going. I don't need to
beat
myself.
And that comes
with
work, too.
Yeah, you're
doing it for a while. Now you're more confident and comfortable.
Like, I trust myself.
So, it's definitely both. You have to put the work in.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and like with me, it's like I also known when to ask for help. That was always hard for me.
Yes, you have to know when to ask for help.
You know, and so it's like the last couple albums I've put out, it's been more where, I've kind of self-produced it, but I brought somebody else on board just to, like, check me.
Yeah.
And go, how's this sound to you? Oh, well, the vocals are a little bit off here, and this is a little bit off. Okay, let's fix it then. You know, until it's a well-rounded song.
Sometimes
that
other ear is helpful just because. Even if
even
if they're saying, that's good.
Yeah, it's like, why did you call me? Why are you bothering me? You've got this, you know?
Yeah.
Which is a cool feeling to have, you know? But still, you want that little bit of reassurance, you know, of it and everything. So, yeah, so I'm kind of like the same way. But it's like, I've also learned to be humble in what I do. Be proud of what you do, but humble at the same token.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people aren't. It's like, you know, people, like, they ask me about playing guitar, and it's like, I can play lead, but don't expect Eddie Van Halen. expect B.B. King to show up.
I feel you.
You know, I'm more of that style, the way B.B. plays. You know, give me three notes, and I'll tell a story with three notes versus, you know, 12 or whatever. But if you want a strong rhythm guitar player who's going to lock it in and keep that rhythm there for you, you ain't going to find anybody better than me. I'll toot my own horn on that.
Indeed.
You know, but say it in such a way where it's humble, but at the same token, I'm very proud of what I do and tell you why you want to pick me as your
rhythm
guitarist.
So if you think you can outplay in the comment.
Exactly.
When it comes to acting and stuff, I'm a lot more humble. But when it comes to like rapping and music, I ain't humble at all. Like, there's no humble. Like, no, I'm strictly like, there's no part of me. Like, I'm humble as, like, I can acknowledge a compliment, don't get me wrong.
Right.
Yeah. But as far as being like, I'm a bad motherfucker. I know what I can do. Like, I'm supremely confident. Like, I'm really cocky when it comes to that.
Yeah, because you know what you got.
Yeah, rap, you have to be. Every other genre, probably not so, but with rap, you have to have that confidence. And yeah, I'm stupid cocky when it comes to rap. Like, yeah.
There you go.
Stupid part was the right word.
Fuck you. You got any? I need to sneeze. You got anything
for the allergy?
Can I get one of them? Kleenexes? Yeah. So thank you, sir. Yeah, appreciate you it. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Allergic to bullshit and it's heavy.
All right. Well, there you go, guys. So, yeah, it's. I mean, everybody's got their own little faults here and there, whatever. But it's
always, creative process is different.
Yeah, and just be humble about it and realize that yeah, you can be this way, but you can also fix that personality too to be a better person.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Well, I'm
cool like I am.
Yeah, but you work on it. Yeah, you work on it. All right, so
I'm praying for it.
You're single.
No.
I thought you were single.
No, I'm not single.
You're not single?
I'm not single.
Well, I know you got a family or whatever, so. Okay. Well, either way, when we were single, how did you guys know that somebody was attracted to you? What was the tip off?
Eye contact.
Ooh.
With me, the big tip off at first was, it was eye contact, but you could catch a female glancing and, you know.
Yeah.
Do their way to make their way over to you and, you know what I'm saying, always in your presence or whatnot.
Well, here are the five subtle signs
You
can tell that somebody finds you attractive.
That's subtle.
Number one, they mirror you.
I hate you so much.
They mirror you?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you're just going to skip past that, man? You going to let him mispronounce that?
I'm going to let you take care of it.
Go ahead, continue, man. Continue. He's done it like three times already.
I delegated it.
So they mirror you.
So subtle, yeah.
So they subtly mirror you, right?
They subtly? Yes, yeah. They subtly. You good?
He knows that's irritating me. Continue, sir.
It's okay. So they mirror, yeah. People mirror the behavior for those they find attractive. If you notice someone subconsciously copying parts of your characteristics and habits, that's a subtle sign that they're probably into you.
Or just around too much.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you're sitting with your legs crossed, they will cross their legs too. If you're standing with your arms crossed, they will do the same. Uh-huh. So,
yep.
Okay, that's weird, but
yeah.
Quit copying me.
And you were right, Lyric. They make a lot of eye contact.
Yes, sir.
It seems like someone is working overtime to make eye contact. They're probably attracted to you. They do this out of curiosity about you, what you have to say, and desire to feel closer to you. Eye contact can create a powerful emotional connection, of course. They ask you questions.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Because that doesn't... That's the...
You feeling okay?
Ultimate turn off.
Quit asking me questions.
Don't ask me shit about myself. Ain't nothing you need to know.
Well, we naturally appear more curious about the people that we're attracted to because we're interested in getting to know them better. If someone is asking you a lot of the questions, it's a clear sign that they want to learn more about you and that they're attracted to you. Questions are an important tool used in the dating field, of course. Asking a question creates a connection between two people and provides an opportunity to learn more about each other. Four, they remember what you told them.
Okay, active listening.
Yeah, it's not just the questions themselves that can point to attraction. However, it's also the follow-up based on your answers. When someone finds you attractive, they usually pay close attention to what you have to say. So, in other words, they're not just asking you questions, they're also listening.
Ain't nobody ever liked me then.
What'd you say?
Ain't nobody ever liked me then. Nobody.
I ain't gonna say nothing. He was right. I never used to say nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I got nothing to say. He was right.
Yeah. I got bored earlier with him.
Yeah, I saw. I actually saw you yawn.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. And here's the fifth one. They give you their time.
Yep.
So if someone's spending a lot of time with you or near you, it's a good sign. Time is our most valuable resource because we have a limited amount of it. When someone chooses to spend their time with you, it can be a sign that they are attracted to you, they are drawn to your presence, and how they feel when they are with you.
Yeah, if a female's spending time and money on you,
ooh,
yeah, she likes you, bro. Females don't spend money on dudes unless they like them. She's spending money on you, she likes it.
Maybe that's how we should find our sponsors.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Go walk up to him and get some eye contact.
Yeah.
You want to sponsor us?
You should check out our podcast. You should really check us out right now. We actually take Venmo, Cash App, EBT, Food, Stamp, Zoo, Zelle, whatever you want to do. IOUs, Monopoly money.
Absolutely.
Pesos, whatever. Hey, man.
There you go. So, yeah. All right. What else we got going on? Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Yeah. So, all of us, we always store certain things in our garage.
Yes.
Besides our car sometimes.
Yes.
But there are certain things that we should not store in our garage.
Mm-hmm. Like bodies.
That would be good. That would be very, very good.
Immediately go to bodies.
I was watching Breaking Bad the last
week. Okay, there you go. Never mind. Never mind. Okay, no joke there. Continue, sir.
There you go. Exactly. So we've got some of the things here for what you should not store in your garage.
The 8 things you should not store in your garage. Number 1. Photos. Old photos do not belong in the garage because frequent temperatures changes and humidity can cause many issues, including warping and mold growth.
Yep.
Yeah.
I lost a couple good pictures from that.
Really?
Yeah. The mist from the garage faded the picture. Or they get stuck together and you rip them apart and the pictures on the back of the other picture.
Your pictures will get stuck together.
Mine got stuck for other
somebody's
reasons.
Somebody's watching them.
But do.
Looking at my pictures at heart. Thank you.
Number 2. Canned foods. Canned food is a very temperature sensitive. What? In the garage, really? Canned food is a very temperature sensitive. Is very temperature sensitive, making the garage a bad place for it unless you live in the mildest of climates. Ideally, store cans in a cool and dry place between 50 and 70 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's for a fact because in Arizona, you can't keep shit in your garage. Like, fuck all that.
Yeah.
You can't even stay in your garage.
No, not
in Arizona.
Hell no, man.
And I've seen some people do that, too.
It's rough, dog. It's horrible out there, man. Number 3, old electronics. That should be common damn sense.
Why?
The humidity and lack of climate control are bad news for electronics as well. That was a very nice segue, sir. Thank you. Number 4, house paint.
Wait, really?
House paint. Extra paint shouldn't be allowed to freeze or heat above 80 degrees. It should be stored out of reach of children in a dry environment.
Okay, so where the hell do we store paint then?
In the house.
In the refrigerator.
You store it in the house, like in the store bed, because you ain't finna let your house get above 80, really.
If you ain't got no AC, you will. I got them fans running. That paint gonna be.
But yeah, mattresses. Mattresses are sort of like a giant sponge.
Yeah.
Susceptible to mold, mildew, weird smells. If it's worth keeping, find a climate control place for it, or wrap that bitch in cellophane. Wrap it in saran wrap.
And still get out.
You got those vacuum bags too now. You can put it in there.
Those are good.
Put it right.
I got shirts stored away like that in the vacuum bags.
Saran wrap. Hey, man, ain't no smell, no gel.
So what kind of jail?
So what?
You talking about jail time?
So what? Oh, number six, firewood. Bringing firewood inside the garage probably means you're bringing pests along too.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially termites. So
I can see that. Number 7, propane, both a health risk and a fire risk if there's a leak. Hot areas, don't do that.
Yeah, my tanks are outside. Yeah, I don't have them in the garage.
This ain't Indiana the garages, are they? Because talking about all hot.
Ain't nothing getting hot in Indiana, bro. Indiana and New York, you can leave the shit in there year-round. You good, man. My brother's probably had the same paint in his garage for like 20 years. That shit ain't going nowhere. You good.
They don't even need an icebox out there.
Hell no. Yo, speaking of that, in the wintertime, dead ass, when we used to have Christmas things at my brother's house, ain't put this shit in the refrigerator. Somebody brought some, you just open the back door, just sit it outside on the ground.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
When you want some, you go get it. And number eight, last but not least, wood furniture. Aside from pests, the fluctuations in temperature and humidity will gradually cause warping and cracking.
Oh.
I can see that. Yeah. But depend on your location, though. That depends on where
But still, like, so, you know, if it's a mild climate, but like Southern California, I mean, it changes too much, too.
If you stay close to the closer you stay to the water, like where I'm at, close to downtown, I'm good.
I'm at, you can leave it in there all
You can leave it all day long. But when you get Santa Monica, you get closer to the beach, then, you're going to have to
be a little bit more careful with certain
things. Once you get to, like, 10 miles out from the beach, you're good, man.
I'm just wondering where I need to store my paint then right now.
You good? You ain't got shit to worry about here. It don't get hot enough for you to worry about that here. It don't get hot. And even
the garage gets hot, though.
Yeah, in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, you good right now. And then just put it in a cooler place. Like a spare bedroom. Like if you got a spare bedroom, depending on how much you got. If you got a spare room, just put it in the room. But look, man, it's you talking about fit to get like okay, extra paint. It, when it get that hot, you gonna have a problem. But this is at 80 degrees.
Just paint the wall and throw it out, bro. Finish painting.
I've kept painting my garage at like 90 degrees. You good?
Just put that extra coat on it right now. Get rid of it.
There you go. Nice. All right.
Nice. Good
cool.
tips.
Cool. Well, good. Yeah, good tips, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. Well, you know what I think everybody needs right now? Is some class and some culture. And, of course, we're talking about giving everybody some pocket-sized cinema. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled Hairspray. 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 We open when a little boy and his grandfather are raking leaves in the yard. Let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy Hairspray.
Isn't it such a beautiful day, Grandpa?
Yes, it is. And when we're done here, Grandma says she's going to make us some lemonade.
Oh, that sounds good. Hey, Grandpa, look, there's an earthworm trying to get back into his hole.
Well, would you look at that?
Grandpa! I bet I can put that worm back in that hole.
I bet you $5 you can't. It's too wiggly and limp to put back in that little hole.
The little boy runs into the house and comes back out with a can of hairspray. He sprays the worm until it is straight and stiff as a board. Then he puts the worm back into the hole. The grandfather hands the little boy $5, grabs the hairspray, and runs into the house. 30 minutes later, the grandfather comes back out with a big smile and hands the little boy another $5.
Grandpa, you already gave me $5.
I know. That was from your grandpa.
That was pretty good. I like that one.
When he says too wiggly to put back in the little hole, it took me I had to catch myself because I read it to him. Break character. Let me not break character. That shit was funny.
Oh, that's good. All right. Guys, let's do what's news.
What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's news?
This hairspray really works.
Say what?
Hairspray really works.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and try that. All right. What you guys got? Because did you guys bring it up two more for me? All right.
Oh.
All right, I'll go ahead.
Yeah, you got it.
a burglar returned to crime scene. Mm-hmm. A Northern California burglar returned to the scene of the crime this weekend after he forgot his keys inside of a donut company's corporate office.
What?
The thief stole some petty cash from Johnny's Donuts office in San Francisco Bay Area on Saturday night, police said. In another twist, he also grabbed the keys to a bakery vehicle, but didn't steal the vehicle itself. San Rafael police are seeking the public's help to identify the burglar who used an unknown tool to manipulate the office doorknob and get inside. The crime was reported to police. Surveillance video shows the man moving between the office and back storage area where he pried open the filing cabinet, Fink said. The lieutenant said the thief, yeah, the way they throw the Fink said in there. Fink said that.
Wow.
The lieutenant said the thief took a bank bag with an unknown amount of cash. Part of the investigation is finding out why the specific business was targeted. He said no donuts were stolen. No donuts were stolen.
Well, that's good, but the dumbass left his keys behind.
Like, yo, man.
Gee, man, how dumb you got? Like, you got to keep that thing with you, though. All right. Lurk, what you got?
All right. After cops arrested six, the arrests kept coming.
What? Huh.
An auto theft case in Maryland took a wild turn after the guardian of four detained juveniles who came to the police station to pick them up was arrested as well. Cops ran a check on two occupied.
Well,
cops ran a check on two occupied.
So what? Bad to the bone.
Bad, right on. All right, cops ran a check on two occupied Hyundais parked in a business lot in Waldorf and realized those cars were stolen. When police tried to initiate contact, they say the vehicles bolted and stopped at a nearby park and ride. Authorities say the suspects exited the car and tried to hide, but were found and detained. Two adults, 18-year-old Deshaun DeMonte Whitaker and 21-year-old Vincent Lee Alston, and four juveniles were hauled down to the police station.
Gee, many crickets.
Fuck. Whitaker and Alston were charged with theft and unauthorized use of a vehicle, among other charges. The juveniles were hit with similar charges, but when a guardian and two other females came to the station to pick them up, things got weirder. After that trio left the station with the juveniles on foot, cops discovered that the car that dropped them off was also stolen.
What the hell?
Carlissa Monet Blakeney. Well, I'll say Blakeney. Carlissa Monet Blakeney. And Makaya McQuinn Woodley. Why y'all gotta write dumbass names like that? Why y'all do that to your kids?
Yeah, Larry.
Makaya McQuinn Woodley, both 18, and a juvenile female were later arrested and charged with theft, providing a false name, and unauthorized use of a vehicle, among other charges. Mm. It's not clear which woman was the juvenile's guardian. Blakeney and Woodley have also been released. Damn. All four adults are due back in court July 7th, as per Southern Maryland News. As for the third stolen car, also a Hyundai, driven away from the police station, but it was recovered after nearly hitting the police officer. Cops say inside the vehicle was 19-year-old Anthony Matthew Stewart, who was arrested after trying to flee on foot. Stewart was charged with first-degree assault, second-degree assault, theft, unauthorized use of a vehicle, and providing a false name. Also inside that car were three other juveniles who facing their own charges, including theft and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Among those younger arrestees, a 16-year-old with active arrest in his name, a 13-year-old girl who'd been reported missing in another country.
In another country?
They reported her missing in another country, and they found her in the car with the 16-year-old and the 19-year-old.
What the hell?
Uh-oh.
Dude.
Yeah, this is about to get
there
very
good.
Wow.
Yeah. Ugly.
Holy.
That's about to get way bigger.
13?
So first off, let's just say this. If you're going to go pick up somebody.
You shouldn't use a stolen car.
Yeah, don't use a stolen car. Just a little bit of advice. Don't use a stolen car. Rent a car, maybe. Mm. You know?
Just don't do it.
But, you know, maybe grandma's car, mom and dad's car.
Maybe
but don't
the street.
Steal one.
Hey, man. You know what?
The Arco on the corner.
YOLO. 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 Right on. Right on. That's
oh, my gosh.
Wow. You it just kept going. It just kept going. All right, kidding. Well, let's keep it the car theme.
Okay.
And by the way, you know, Kia should use this for a commercial.
Kia should use this for a commercial?
Yeah. Shout out Indiana, because an Indiana woman seemed to think she did nothing wrong despite stealing a car in order to travel to an interview for a job. Keisha Shelton, 20 years old, acted like this whole thing was a joke and did not understand what she was going to be arrested for. According to the Muncie Police Department. The police received a call about the theft of a 2013 Kia Optima from a Muncie dealership. An employee claimed that they were preparing to arrange for Shelton to take a test drive, but were distracted as the dealership kept getting phone calls, though no one seemed to be on the other end of the line. The employee told Shelton to wait while they went to answer yet another phone call. That's when Shelton allegedly drove off in the Kia. Camera showed the vehicle, easily traced to Shelton, who filled out the form of the dealership website.
Really?
She filled out the form?
On the dealership website, traveling sort of toward Indianapolis and later returning to Muncie. When officers showed up at Shelton's home, she admitted to stealing the car and driving some 60 miles to Indianapolis to interview for a job as an exotic dancer, but claimed it wasn't a big deal because she returned the vehicle to the dealership after work.
Wait a minute. Back up for a moment there. She went to a dealership.
She took a test drive.
But went to
their interview. Said, let me see. If he can get me to this interview on time, I possibly can get this car.
Or get this job first.
Get the job so I can get this car.
As a stripper.
Yeah.
So she signed up to test drive the car just so she could drive
it. No. That was, she said she just took advantage because they was getting these phone calls. So they was making her late for her job interview. So she was like, let me just take this test drive real quick.
To get to her job interview.
To the job.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She did it. She specifically signed up for it just to get the job.
She didn't know that they was going to be getting these phone calls and being distracted all this time. Shelton actually left the vehicle with the keys inside in a parking lot next door to the dealership. However, the dealership said the vehicle was ultimately recovered in Anderson, about 20 miles from Muncie. Shelton was arrested on felony charges on auto theft and identity deception and faces up to 2.5 years in prison if convicted.
Common sense ain't common, man. Kia
should go ahead and sponsor her.
To be a stripper?
Because she took the Kia. Like, oh, I need a Kia to get there. What car can I get?
Give her a car.
Yeah, hook her up.
The stripper, it's got to be a car for strippers.
Yes, it's got to make a new Optima, car. The car for strippers.
This got to be a brand new car.
This is the car. You need a car.
It's got to be a convertible, so it can be topless.
The Kia Pole.
The topless car.
The Kia Pole.
The Kia Pole.
The Soul. They already got the Soul.
For all strippers everywhere.
The Kia Soul Taker.
Soul Taker.
The Kia Soul Taker. Sometimes, do you just need to get there?
Yeah. There you go.
Sometimes, it's just about the destination, not the journey.
There you go.
We now introduce the Kia Soul Taker.
All right, we got one more?
We got one more. Now, this dude, evidently this dumbass dude, tried to rob a nail salon.
What?
Usually when someone enters a building with what appears to be a weapon of yours, everybody get down. People scurry to get down, but not in this Georgia nail station, where the patrons and the staff member didn't seem at all fazed by a criminal wannabe's attempts to rob the place. Now, in security footage from Atlanta's Nail First show, a man can be seen entering the salon holding something, obscenely a weapon, underneath a black bag of some sort and making his demands for cash. The man shouts as he confronts the others, then wanders around the store. A male employee working the register seems too busy for his bullshit, stares at the man before answering a ringing phone and walking off camera. Meanwhile, a group of seedy women also just stare, not moving the hand over their dough as the man directs towards them. One woman does finally get up and walk calmly towards the door, at which point the man walks over and swipes her phone out of her hand. She then exits, though waits right outside. Frustrated and seemingly confused that no one is doing what he says, the man finally walks outside, appears to exchange a few brief words with the woman waiting outside, then strolls away. Customer Lisa Burroughs said the salon's owner was indeed scared during the incident, but that he tried to stay calm and keep everybody calm. That was his reaction, to calm everybody down and keep everybody relaxed. Yo, so the dude walked in,
first of all,
everything, and they just literally
ignored
him, no attention.
Well, first of all, you walked into a nail salon. Why would a guy walk into a nail salon?
Oh, strictly to rob the place, but it's like, yo, imagine walking into a place with a gun. Man, give me your money.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody paying attention to you. Boy, please, you better get him out of here.
You know, man, bitch, give me your money. Boy, you better sit your ass down and wait. I'm getting my nails done.
Like, yeah.
Yo.
Wait your turn.
The lady that got her phone swiped, though, and just was like, you tripping.
Yo, and say she walked outside and just waited right by
this
the
dude outside the dude, trying to rob the place. Yo, I'm going to just wait till he's done.
Say the dude walked outside, have a conversation with her on his way out. Man, I was going to rob this place, but they bullshit.
Y'all don't know how to get robbed?
Don't y'all know the way this shit go?
You know what that reminds me of?
Yo, that's stupid, yo.
You know what that reminds me of? Is when Fluffy talks about these, about how an East Indian guy cannot rob a bank.
I can see that.
Have you heard this one?
Mm-mm, I heard that one.
Let me play this for you guys. I think you guys can dig in this one.
You will never see an Indian person with a sign that says, we'll work for food in the United States. And you will never see an Indian person committing a crazy crime. Like, when was the last time you heard of Indians robbing a bank? Look, everybody, oh, I can't remember, bro. Because it doesn't happen. First of all, Indian people are so nice and they're so sweet. I can't see it. You know, you're going to rob a bank. You need authority. You need to come in there guns blazing. I said, get your ass on the ground now. I can't imagine. Would you please take the money? Why are you laughing? I am talking to you. Forget this. I'm out of here. I don't need this. He gets in the car. His partner's waiting for him. Did you get the money? They would not give me the money. Did you show them the gun? I showed them the gun. We better leave. They're going to call the police. They're still laughing. Where did you get the computer? They thought I was tech support.
Yeah, that's so true, man.
Yeah, for real.
That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. So, oh, my gosh. Too good. Too good. But there you go. And that is what's news.
Yeah. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right. Should we play the game, guys?
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Intern Chris, what up, man?
I've been watching Jeopardy all week.
Uh-oh.
Jeopardy.
I've been trying to fill my brain with useless information as well.
Just store it in, make that hit a little bigger.
Hey, man, hold on, bro. Hold on, fam.
We ain't holding on. We're going straight into question number one.
Ooh.
Folks is angsty today.
Yeah.
For real.
All right. Which Apollo mission carried Neil Armstrong and his team?
Sean. Apollo 11.
That is correct.
It wasn't 9.
Got a fat finger.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't 9.
You're right, it wasn't 9. Number 9.
Question number 2. What did the letters in HBO originally stand for?
Sean.
Lyric.
Ooh.
I got to go with Sean. Sean right. Called it in first.
Home box office.
That is correct. Both of you quick on the draw that time around.
Too quick.
I knew that one.
Yeah.
You knew it. It just didn't come. Your name just didn't register fast enough. Well, hopefully it does for question number 3. Which singer had a rendition of the national anthem that became a top 20 hit?
Brown. Marvin Gaye.
No.
Lyric. Whitney Houston.
That is correct.
Ooh.
1991 Super Bowl.
Yo, she killed with that shit.
Yeah.
She still is still the best.
Now. I was thinking either that one or it was going.
Marvin Gaye's is the best.
No, hers is. Like hers is like, mate, like it's Whitney, man. And it was Whitney in her peak. Like, you know, yeah.
I was thinking it had to be either that one or it had to be Hendrix.
Hendrix was dope. Yeah. But her, like, yeah, man, nah, Whitney's voice is just like...
That's like the
like, there's
one.
Still been no voice like Whitney's. Like, when she was Whitney and she was in her peak,
bro,
her voice was just so powerful. And that national anthem, she showed ass.
Yeah.
I just love how when BW said Marvin Gaye, you both of you are just like, nope.
Because
nope,
I've heard Marvin Gaye's and it's cool.
Yeah.
But like...
It ain't no Whitney.
Power. I can dance to it. Yeah, man. Yeah,
power,
you can dance
range,
to it.
Depth.
That's pop.
Question number four.
Yeah, let's get it on.
Let's
see what you did.
You, you like that?
Yeah, that was clever. All right. What is the name of the dog in Mary Poppins?
Oh, I have no clue.
Oh, shh.
All right, Lyric. I'm just going to take
Lyric?
A guess. Say Fido.
No.
All right, I have no idea.
Hey, Siri.
Well, Fido was a black man's
hey,
dog.
Siri, don't tell him shit.
God, let's see. I know Peter Pan was Nana.
Yeah, that's true. But you're not getting any bonus points for that.
Whose dog again?
Mary Poppins.
Can't look up this shit. What are we doing?
Oh, okay. Can I get another guess?
No, not until they guess.
Okay, I ain't looking up.
Brown, Frodo.
Frodo.
Oh, you wish.
I was just trying to get you a guess, bro.
Sean.
Neil.
I'll go with the Peter Pan one too. Nana.
No.
Frank.
No. It.
Sean.
Sean.
Woof.
No. It is Andrew.
What the? Really,
what the
Andrew?
Fuck, Andrew. Mm-hmm. What? Ain't nobody gonna guess Andrew for a dog's name. Yo.
It's not my fault you guys didn't watch Mary Poppins.
It's like Napoleon. Like, hell no.
Guess I don't remember the dog in Mary Poppins.
I don't even remember the dog in Mary Poppins.
I know she had a dog.
I ain't seen that movie in a long time. Go ahead, brother. My bad.
Right. We'll watch that right after Princess Bride.
Good.
All right. Question number five. We have a round robin question for this game.
Okay.
The question is, what year did the first Walmart store open? Lyric, we'll start with you. Why not?
I should know this. Walmart, let's say 76.
76. All right. BW, what are you thinking?
65.
All right,
that's what I was
Sean.
Counting. I'm going to say 67.
It was in the 60s, so let's see. Do we have a drum roll? Do you have a drum roll?
Somewhere I do. I think I do. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Hold on.
And the winner for this one... BW! In 1962.
Ooh.
Congratulations on that.
A brown robin.
Do I ever say that again? Do I ever say that again? Do I ever say that shit again?
Question number six. All right. What American sitcom starring Henry Winkler had an 11-year run on ABC?
Brown.
Happy Days.
That is correct. Yeah. Woo. Snuck
I ain't even
right
trying to answer.
There.
As soon as you said that, I saw both of them do this. they
the,
both
moved
little, right into the mic. Like, yeah, I ain't even
just like a little.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say
it over there. just came that. Right up in there. All right, question number seven.
Andrew.
That's not your name. All right. What famous musician reached the rank of sergeant in the U.S. Army?
Musician?
Mm-hmm.
Sean.
Oh, I know. Never mind.
Glenn Miller.
No.
Lyric? Elvis.
That is correct. Elvis.
Remember that. He got a lot of
the king. The king rock. The rocker.
He got drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he reached,
I was thinking Glenn Miller because he did fly the planes over and did missions. That's why I was thinking for him was Sergeant.
Yeah, well, and, real life James Bond, like who's a real life secret agent?
Mr. Rogers.
No. Oh.
That's a good guess.
The cat, I forget his name right
in
now.
In the hat?
He played in Lord of the Rings. He played Sauron in Lord of the Rings. Sauron in Lord of the Rings. Christopher.
Oh, Christopher Guest.
No.
No.
I have to look his name up, but he's on like a photo cover. He's like on one of the Beatles album cover. He was actually a double agent for the British during World War II.
He's got the
Christopher,
idea. He's got the idea.
Reeves.
No, because he played Count Dooku in Star Wars as well.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. He's like it was a saying going, when Sauron, when his character got stabbed in Lord of the Rings, right? His character got stabbed and Peter Jackson wanted him to make a sound, like wanted him to make an audible sound. So he walked up to Peter Jackson and he says, excuse me, but do you know the sound a man makes when he's been stabbed in the back? And Peter Jackson was like, no. And Christopher Lee is his name.
Christopher Lee.
And Christopher Lee was like, well, I do. And he just walked away. And that was the end of that saying. Like, look up his story and look like, yo, real life world's most interesting man. Like, it's incredible, dog.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll do that after Princess Bride and Mary Poppins.
Yeah, like, he's dope, yo.
All right, question number 8. All right. What shopping center opened in 2001 that has a trading post, a Lego store, and a monorail?
A shopping center?
2001.
Lyric.
That's
a Tokyo shopping center.
No.
Japanese shopping center.
No.
Let me stop.
Can't be Mall of America. Mall of America opened up.
That's Minnesota. That's been over 50
years. Years.
That was
when
I was a child in school, yo.
See, I was working at Knott's when they opened that up.
I can't think what I was talking
about. All right. Here's a hint for you. It's right here in California.
I know Westminster.
Oh,
and it's closer than you think.
I know Lyric. Damn, I already guessed it.
You already guessed it. Oh,
really?
Got away for them.
Really?
Sean.
Downtown Disney?
That is correct.
Wow.
Because it is considered a shopping center.
Yeah. Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Downtown Disney is considered a shopping center.
I never thought of it as a shopping center, though.
Disney is shopping itself.
And that's why I picked out key things. Monorail, the Lego store, and then the Star Wars trading
post. When he said
post.
The monorail and Star Wars, I was like,
I got that, so.
Yeah, all right. Question number 9. What Hershey's candy is the most popular?
Lyric.
Sean.
Kiss.
No.
Damn. That's where I was going to go.
Sean.
The Hershey bar.
No.
What is Hershey's?
Brown.
Reese's.
That is correct. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is Hershey's most popular product.
Shit don't count. That shit don't count.
It's that peanut butter goodness. All right. Question number 10.
Is it a brown butter?
All righty. So, two battleships have remained buried following the attack of Pearl Harbor. Which states were they named after?
Sean.
So it's two states. I only need one. Sean.
Well.
You can guess two.
Arizona is one of them.
Okay. And your other guess?
Iowa?
Iowa's incorrect, but Arizona is correct.
And I've been there.
Lyric Brown, do either one of you guys want to try and guess the other state? Little bonus point.
Washington.
No.
Hawaii.
No. It's Utah. Arizona.
Utah.
USSS Arizona and Utah.
Hmm. All right.
All right. Nice job, Sean.
Thank you.
Winner of this week.
Mm. Lisa wasn't brown.
He did come in second place.
That don't count. You're not first, you're last.
You're cool. Bring it
back. The sacrifice. Oh, I love it when my brothers come in, man. It's so much fun with you guys. Love it.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Don't forget, KC and Miami's going. They're going to be playing minus whatever. It's too damn cold. That's for damn sure.
And they got enough money to make a dome.
They do.
You do have enough to build a goddamn dome. Just build a dome, man.
Exactly. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. X and Instagram is yourweeklydose1. Email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yeah, and Brownwater's at yourweeklydose1.com. No. Brownwater's everywhere. Instagram and all that. You know, check us out. Follow us and subscribe on Sketchy Budget on YouTube.
Yep, same thing. Sketchy Budget on every platform, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Also, look me up, Lyric Johnson. I'm everywhere. Like, I'm everywhere, baby.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listener Dawn is loving you right now, man, because she was agreeing with some of the things. I was reading some of the posts that she put up on the website.
Word.
So she's loving you, man. Agreed with a lot of things you've been saying in the past couple of weeks. So,
oh, she must be crazy.
Yeah.
She good people.
She is.
She good people. She good,
good people.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's crazy.
Shout out.
But she's good. I love her. She's been with us since day one. So
okay, love you.
Okay, long time.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Have a good weekend. Go out and enjoy. We'll find out because playoffs are starting to come up right around the corner for football.
Go Rams.
Yep.
We'll see. Whatever.
Hey, I win either way. I'm a Lions and a Rams fan. So.
Are you a Lions fan?
He's lying all the time. Yeah. That's all we know. Yeah. And that we say goodbye.
Peace out.
Take care, everybody. Have a good weekend. Be good to each other.
Listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.